We are doing this panel for the third time, as I said, to talk to you a bit about Div 3. I'll introduce a bit about generally the expectations in Div 3, and then I'll introduce a few folks here who are resources, and then we'll hear from a faculty member from each school where they'll share their perspectives on what makes Div 3 work and any tips and strategies they have for you. Does that sound about right? Good. I was hoping so. So first, I want to say that in addition to developing this program, we realized that one common complaint at Hampshire is that there's information everywhere. Why isn't there one place that we can go and find out what we're supposed to know about our particular div? So we created a website and blog. It's on this bookmark. If you didn't get one, there's some on the table on your way out. So div3@hampshire.edu. And so they're flat pages that have resources, information, and links you to the CASA website for the requirements and deadlines and stuff. But it also shares, you know, at this point in Div 3, a lot of people are worried about blah, 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 you might want to try this. Or, you know, so it's a place to visit frequently. I kind of haven't been posting a lot lately, but I have new help. And any ideas that you have about what you'd like to see posted there, you can email me, lwenk, that's L-W-E-N-K, at hampshire.edu. Maybe I'll talk for just one more minute, and then I'll introduce a few people. One question people have is, how much should I be working in Div 3? You know, I have this project, and I have a class, or an internship, or a TA-ship. It's about 3 classes worth of work. So that's about 35 hours a week. In other words, this is your full-time job. But that's not to say you're sitting at your computer for 35 hours a week, because doing a large project entails a number of different things. It means meeting with your committee. It means finding resources. It might mean finding a placement to do your work if there's a community-based component. It might mean talking to people about your work. It might mean sharing your work with peers and giving each other feedback. There are lots of components to doing Div 3, but it really, really doesn't work if you think it's just like a course project that you can do at the end. And you probably already know that, but I felt the need to say it. You're going to be thinking about budgeting your time and talking to your committee about how to do that. But that's how big a Div 3 is. And the other thing that I would say about Div 3 is, if you only focus on the product, like, oh, I'm supposed to save the world with this project, you'll be paralyzed, because it's also a process. You're learning. This is a year's worth of college learning. So what you learn from doing Div 3 is as important as the product. So think about, you're going to read things you don't use. You're going to do things that don't work. All of that is okay. And your project doesn't have to be something that no one has ever thought of before, because it's, what are you learning from doing it? It's, you know, so this is a, you know, take a deep breath message. Hopefully that, those are my pearls of wisdom. You're going to hear more from other people. But let me introduce two people that we'll hear from, and also tell you about a few other people who aren't here. But first, Ann Downs from CASA.